track 13, and here's this week's news of sports events around the district. We start, rather surprisingly, with football. Newton Abbott's 66 have been shocked with the welcome news that they're now George Belly Cup champions. Nearly a month ago now, Elbert and Villa beat 66 at Foxhole 2-1. But the joy of the Plymouth Bay side was short-lived. The SDFL have overturned the result of the final due to the winners on the day having fielded an ineligible player, offering 66 a pleasant surprise. Just 1 week prior to the Belly Cup final defeat, Newton 66 had hoisted the Herald Cup into the air, having beaten Ilsington Villa by a single goal. Here's what the 66 boss had to say about this strange twist of fate. I was pleased that the league had looked into the matter and relieved that a just outcome was reached. As a result, 66 will be defending champions in two cup competitions next season, and the club are looking forward to defending both cups and trying to improve on the fourth-placed league finish. Decoy Primary School had an exciting morning with ITV West Country News cameras descending on them in Newton Abbott. The reason behind the visit was Ollie Watkins, the England striker, having attended Decoy during his time growing up in Devon. Year 6 student Zachary had the following to say about Watkins as per the school's Facebook page. Ever since I got into football, I've always kept up with Ollie and how he was doing. He's a sort of role model for lots of children in the school and he entirely deserves it. Ollie is a superb player for Villa. Just to think he came from grassroots school football at Decoy to playing professional football in the most competitive league in the world. Everybody in our school is massively inspired by him. And the last bit of football, Alan Nixon is a reporter in The Know, and he is claiming that Manchester United have won the race for Australian teenager James Overy. Remarkably, he's a player that those down at Newton Abbott Spurs will be familiar with, as he made 8 appearances for them during his time in Devon. Moving on to cricket, Bobby Tracy's worries at the bottom of the Tolchard's DCL Premier Division were increased by an 8-wicket drubbing at Bradninch and Kentisbeare. Second place Bradninch and Kentisbeare skittled lowly Bobby Tracy for just 115. The subsequent run chase occupied fewer than 24 overs. Stoke Gabriel returned to the top of the B Division table thanks to a 5-wicket win over basement side Chudley. Chudley totaled 163 for 7 in a game reduced to 41 overs a side due to bad weather, and Stoke then knocked off the runs in response with more than 6 overs to spare. Matt Heather, the losing captain, said, "We have to work hard to improve." Plimstock's second 11 were knocked off the top of the D Division West by a 34-run defeat away to Ipplepen second 11. And Abbott's Kerswell second 11 suffered a run rate defeat against Barton second 11 at Cricket Field Road. Defeat leaves Abbott's one off the bottom of the table, with only Barton of all teams below them. Ben Steer bagged a 4-wicket haul to speed Bobby Tracy's second 11 to a 43-run win over Ipplepen in the B Division Derby on the Recreation Ground. Opener Brad Causey top-scored with a patient 42 from 110 balls. Bobby Tracy made a rain-affected total of 184 for 5 in 41 overs. When Ipplepen were 86 for 6 in reply, the target was largely irrelevant, and they were all out with 7 overs to go for 142. Moving on to athletics, the runners have been very active. Dawlish Coasters held their Dawlish Dash, a 4-mile multi-terrain race including a sandy beach, groins to clamber over, steps, U-turns and tarmac sections both rough and smooth. Conditions were challenging on the 13th with high winds and lashing rain on the large turnout. Opinion was divided on whether this was racing or surviving with sandblasting guaranteed in the out and back beach first mile section. The route followed the railway line on the sea wall in severe headwinds to Dawlish, climbing inland before the easier return leg. The informed trotters triumphed. Alex Sparks set off like a sprinter and was gone with the wind before our eyes. Eventually, he slowed down at the finish to win first male, Mel Brooks taking first lady again. Mel confirmed the challenging conditions were, quote, great fun, invigorating in the wind and rain, with really supportive marshals. The medal is unique, and so is the ice cream. We started this track with football, so we'll end with rugby. Devon had both their men and women's teams in action at the home of rugby, Twickenham, last weekend. First, it was the women taking to the field, and they proved too strong for Cumbria. The Jill Burns Division 3 County Champions title was the reward for their 9 tries in a convincing 53-12 victory. Next up, it was the turn of the men, and a commanding Devon side powered past North Midlands to win 39-20 in the Bill Beaumont Division 3 final. And that is the sports news for this week.